There's a story of a dragon. Years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, there was a small village way up in the mountains where it was rainy and foggy and weather came in and out often. Maybe 150 to 200 soldiers lived there, with some additional town folk that lived there. And there was a hill that ran up above this town. And at the top of the hill was a cave. And outside the cave, there stood a dragon. But what was behind the dragon is what was most interesting. At least to the soldiers and the town folk, what was behind the dragon was all the gold in the world, all the most precious valuables that anyone could imagine. Endless stacks of gold. So oftentimes, the town would choose 100 of the best soldiers that they had, and they would walk up this dirty, rocky road and reach this cave. And in such formations, they would battle out with this dragon. Of course, to get to what was behind the dragon, this always surmounted to nothing. They couldn't get past the dragon. So one soldier within this town just kept thinking to himself, like, there's gotta be an answer. So one day he walked up the road alone and took that long walk alone. And everybody in the village was wondering and asking and afraid for him. He's going up there all alone? So when he got to the top, he looked at the dragon and he said nothing. He whispered in the dragon's ear. And after his whisper, the dragon looked at this particular soldier, a little bit confused, and he stepped aside and he let the soldier walk straight into the cave. The soldier walked into the cave and got as much gold as he could and stacked his arms full, walked back to the town, to the small village, 100, 200 individuals, fewer soldiers, fewer town folk, and they were all wondering, like, what in the world? How did you go about this? And what in the world did you whisper to that dragon? The soldier paused for a second upon the question. All I did was name it.